that second reading, they're calling it the gospel. How many of you caught that? Wow, you're sharp today. Good. Good for you guys. That means your ears must be uncircumcised, right? You're hearing, right? That second reading was from Stephen. And Stephen was really bringing in, incorporating in an idea that Jeremiah had given. And that's the idea of an uncircumcised ear, which sounds just like the oddest thing ever. And yet, it's a symbol. An uncircumcised ear symbolizes a spiritual deafness. The people in Jeremiah's day were deaf to the word of God. The Pharisees in Stephen's day were deaf. They even stopped their ears. They would not hear it. They wouldn't hear it audibly, let alone hear it in terms of spiritually understanding its significance. When we come to our gospel lesson, we have this servant of the high priest, and he ends up having his ear cut off. And Jesus heals him. Now, the Bible does not tell us directly if this healing was only about a physical and an auditory repair, that he could hear sounds again. The Bible does not tell us if it was only about that, which we should assume at a minimum. I mean, if you had your ear cut off and Jesus heals you, you would hope that you would at least have an auditory repair, and physically your ear is back there connected to your head at a minimum. But the Bible also tells us that Jesus does all things well. And the whole of the Bible points to this idea of Jesus bringing life, Jesus doing a work of transformation. And so I don't think it's far-fetched for us to say that the whole of the Bible kind of points towards this man now having a spiritual ear. An uncircumcised ear. An ear to hear. I mean, how many times do we read in the New Testament, "He that has an ear, let him hear"? Now, of course, when Jesus was going around and saying that to people, I'm assuming most of them had ears. But he says, "He that has an ear," you have your physical ear, you can hear, it functions in terms of, you know, the auditory component of it. "He that has an ear, let him hear." And not only listen to the words in terms of hearing them, but really understanding them, receiving them. The old Hebrew in the Old Testament, it's hearken. It's to hear with an appreciation. And so would to God that today our healing had an equal power and an equal extent and an equal efficacy to what we have seen in the scriptures here. Because each of these scriptures is about ears. Ears that are uncircumcised. Ears that are heavy, ears that are dull. And even with that servant, an ear that is cut off. But again, it's healed. And on the cover of our program, "Sacrifice and offering you did not desire," the psalmist says, "My ears you have opened." Long before that, he had physical ears. Long before that, he had ears that functioned. But God has now opened his ear. And so today when we come for hearing or for healing, we often note, and even in our bulletin, oftentimes it says, "Lord, that you'll heal us and that you'll make us whole." And so there's that extra component to just whatever physically we want touched and healed. It's not just about the functioning of those body parts and the relief of pain in those body parts. It's about a wholeness. It's about a spiritual well-being as well as the mechanics of the body. The Bible speaks of our body parts functioning normally according to the flesh. But too often it's without spiritual wholeness. Oftentimes the Bible says things like, they have eyes but they don't see. They have ears but they don't hear. He that has an ear, let him hear spiritually. And again, we want to do the same. We want a healing today that has equal power, equal extent, and equal efficacy. Let's stand together and sing Victory in Jesus.